Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. We're very pleased to have with us a friend and colleague now of many years. He is Kevin Freeman, by my lights, one of the country's preeminent authorities on not only finance and how to make money in the market, but also on economic warfare and how people can use our markets and other means of conducting such warfare against us to devastating effect. He is, of course, the author, among other books, of Secret Weapon, How Economic Terrorism Brought Down the U.S. Stock Market and Why It Can Happen Again. Also, of Game Plan, How to Protect Yourself from the Coming Cyber Economic Attack. Kevin Freeman, welcome back. It's always good to have you with us, my friend.
Thank you, Frank.
You've been writing some very important stuff of late, Kevin Freeman, at globaleconomicwarfare.com. Let's start with the proposition that you've asked, why do we want to sell one of our stock exchanges to communist China?
Well, the stock exchange is the Chicago Stock Exchange, and it's privately held, and people that own something ought to have the right to sell it where they want, but they should not have the right to sell it to communist Chinese-led companies. We have no idea who's behind the company trying to buy the stock exchange, and that gives a foothold for the Chinese to affect economic warfare, as they've told us in a published book, Unrestricted Warfare, that they intended to do. They call causing a stock market crash a weapon, and the author of that book has recently said that the Chinese ought to use that weapon. So why would we ever consider a critical infrastructure like a stock exchange to be sold to the Chinese? It just baffles me.
Well, we're not only considering it, but as I understand it, there's not much consideration being given to stopping it. Is that correct?
Well, there's some outcry in Congress that's emerged, but not much. It's just gone on past, as we've done with so much of our economy. We said, well, we live in a global world and everybody wants to make a buck and that's all they're interested in. That's not the case with the Chinese, and this should not be allowed to happen.
I think you've made the point in various places, Kevin Freeman, that it's actually not the case that everybody actually has embraced this idea of a globalized economy in which it really doesn't matter who's selling stuff or who's buying stuff as long as stuff is moving around. Just a word on that. It's not just the communist Chinese that are a problem in this area, is it?
No, it's not. But the communist Chinese and others have been doing influence operations in Washington, spreading money around and trying to convince people, oh, it's a global world, don't worry about it. And that's just opening our back door for America to lose sovereignty in every possible area, the internet, the stock exchanges, you name it.
It's unfortunately, I think, well advanced, not just a possibility at this point. Kevin Freeman, let me turn to another topic. You have also been pointing out the absurdity of this notion that socialism is the way of the future. Bernie Sanders, of course, is the most unapologetic advocate of that idea. But give us a flavor, quickly, if you would, of this notion that somehow, despite an awful lot of bad experience with this economic theory and its political manifestations, of course, which is what makes it particularly sinister, versus free market capitalism, which you practice so well.
Well, I think it goes back to Cleon Skousen wrote a book, The Naked Communist, decades ago, and in the book he talked about the things that the Soviet Union wanted to undermine in the United States, one of which, of course, is capitalism. And so through American universities and through campaigns like Bernie Sanders, they propagated three huge lies. One is capitalism is evil. The second one is the government owes you something. And the third one is America is rich and always will be rich. And those three lies just don't hold up to the facts. But if you believe them, socialism looks pretty good.
If you believe them, or if you are induced to believe them by people who uncritically are promoting this meme. And Kevin, you, of course, live down in Texas, just across the border from you. The Pope was inveighing pretty much along these lines. I was talking with Roger Noriega about it earlier in the program, and we didn't use this term sort of liberation theology, but it seems as though it's not just Bernie Sanders, it's not just the others in the hard left in this country, but It's actually the Holy Father as well, who is now promoting this sort of notion and I imagine giving it currency with lots of people who follow him.
Well, great receptivity on college campuses, and that's why you see Bernie Sanders, you know, 75-year-old almost white man, winning the hearts and minds of young people. You wonder how in the world could they want him to be the next president, and yet that's the case.
Well, it is presumably until they see more of what it's going to mean for all of them. You spoke earlier about the Chinese plans for attacking our economy, going back to unrestricted warfare in 1999. There's been a recent comment by a senior Chinese general that I think we ought to also be taking note of in this regard. It may not be that they're going to wait for socialism to take us down. They may have other ideas. Give us the latest on that, Kevin Freeman.
Well, interestingly, the senior Chinese general, he's a major general. He's a professor at their National Defense University. And on their private website, Epoch Times got and translated his op-ed that says we ought to contain America and we ought to do it by a financial attack, cutting off their finances. He's the same. This general is one of the senior colonels that wrote Unrestricted Warfare that so many people dismissed. And when they dismissed it, they said, well, he's just a literary guy. It's more akin to a novel than it is strategy. Well, he's been promoted to major general, and he is a professor at the National Defense University. I believe it's taken a little more seriously by the People's Liberation Army. He's calling exactly to do what he told in 1999, how to bring down America, and now he's saying it's time to pull the trigger.
And Kevin, again, remind us, you've, of course, written, I think, the authoritative book on the subject of economic warfare in our time, namely Secret Weapon, How Economic Terrorism Brought Down the U.S. Stock Market and Why It Can Happen Again. Just sort of reprise for us what did happen in 2008 and why your warnings about this being a distinct possibility for a reprise are not, you know, misplaced.
Well, in 2008, elements outside the United States, including Sharia-controlled sovereign wealth funds and Russian funds, saw the weakness of the American stock market, saw the position that we were in, and they gave us a shove off the cliff. The Russians tried to kill Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which would destroy the housing market, and they were pretty effective in participating in that. And the sovereign wealth funds tried to kill Lehman Brothers, and they were effective doing that. It almost took the whole system down. And now that same doctrine of attacking the American financial system is now in play again. As we get weak again and the stock market gets wobbly again, they're saying it's time to do this. It's time to hit the market. Now they have cyber weapons far more sophisticated than the ones that they had. And, of course, if they buy a stock exchange, they'll have a complete backdoor into crashing our market.
And at the time, in 2008, we were told by one of their friends, Henry Paulson, the then Secretary of the Treasury, that the Chinese had told him that they had not been interested in participating in this. But you're, I guess, basically concluding they are actually good to go on this if they choose to in the future.
For the past 4 years, the Chinese have developed an alternative to the Western financial system so that if our system did go away, they could continue to operate. And that was the key element not in place in 2008 that is in place today. So I'm not certain that the Chinese government will do it, but I'm certain that there are elements inside the People's Liberation Army calling for them to do it right now. And if they did it in 2008, if China had joined, we would not have recovered at all. America might not exist as we know it today. And if those elements are successful now, America might not exist as we know it now in 5 years.
Kevin Freeman, a founder and CEO of Freeman Global Investment Council, also the founder of a marvelous new institution, the National Security Investment Consultants Institute, author of Secret Weapon and Game Plan. Come back to us again very soon, if you would, Kevin. Great work as always. Keep it up. And I hope the rest of you will come back to us again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.